All right, let's change gears here. Let's talk about the culture of the financial sector. I mentioned a moment ago, you know what it was like. Recently we had the Royal Commission into the financial sector, and what revelations, what shameful revelations. Talk to me more about that is the Managing Director of Shallon Performance Consultants, Cliff Shallon. G'day, Cliff. Nice to have you on the show.
G'day, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on a Saturday night of all nights as well, and thanks for waiting as I read that news. Now, Cliff, the Royal Commission, just actually bring it around in summary. Just tell us, give us a bit of backstory. What happened?
It's
a big sigh there because you're going to have to tell a big story.
It's a big story. It's a long story. But the short of it all is that after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing from both sides of government and ducking and weaving as to whether we should have one or not, the public won out in the end, and they commissioned this Commissioner Hain to take a look at what's happening in the banking and the financial services sector broadly some months ago last year now. And it has he has produced an interim report, which, as everyone has seen, is fairly scathing,
sure,
quite damning in some respects. And people have been catching up with what's been going on TV. It's some of the scenarios and cases playing out beggars belief, really. You have to wonder what the hell was going on.
Did people know? You work in the financial, you're a performance consultant, right? You're a managing director.
Yes.
Do you think that people out there had any idea how bad it was? I always thought that banks were impersonal, but wow, really, really, really bad.
Yeah, look, one could say that it caught us by surprise, but I'm not that sure. I think people were aware that things were going on for some time.
Mm.
It's just that they were covered up, let's say, or through whatever means, it didn't surface. And now that it has, some of these stories that are coming out are not surprising.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was caught up with one of the banks in having to pay them him fees that they had charged over and above some years ago. It's nothing new. And what gets me about this is that this is history repeating itself. You only have to look to the beginning of this decade, since about 2004.
Yeah.
When there was that NAB scandal, the four traders got caught with some misconduct in terms of trading for foreign exchange traders, I think they were.
Oh, that rings some bells, actually. Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That caused the CEO at the time to fall on his sword. Half the board were left. They replaced the CEO with a chap from Scotland, I think. And his comment at the time was, you know, our systems are fine. What is wrong is the culture. We have a culture that perpetuates this practice. So that was one thing. Then you fast forward to 2008 with the global banking scenario, the global financial crisis, as it's often referred to.
Yeah.
That should have rung some alarm bells. And, okay, Australia wasn't as caught out as the rest of the world were. Some countries were rendered real basket cases, and they're still recovering from it. So you would have thought, okay, let's see if there's anything going on here that we should be learning from these experiences and applying here, and where that can be corrected, let's correct that. But again, somebody took their eyes off the ball, and lo and behold, here we are. And then, of course, in the banking sector 2 years ago in 2016, there was the Wells Fargo scandal of people being charged or wrongfully being dealt with over several years.
Mm.
And once again, that should have been ringing some alarm bells here in our own banking system, saying, I wonder if our act is squeaky clean. So surely someone should have been keeping an eye on the ball there. Yeah, these are not stupid people. So how did it go so wrong so badly over this length of time?
Does it need an external management rather than, because are they managed internally? Is this what happens with banks? I know a Royal Commission is external, but I'm talking about just the ongoing management and the ongoing sort of how are we doing sort of stuff. Is that all managed internally?
Yeah, pretty much each bank has autonomy to manage its own affairs, and it's watched over by the two bodies, which is the APRA and, of course, ASIC. And in his report, the commissioner has admonished ASIC for not doing its part, but be that as it may, when you talk culture, Paul, culture is an internal thing. You can't direct it or have a set of instructions that, you know, you do this, this, and this, and your culture will be fine. It cannot be ordered. It's very internal, and it comes from things like the value system, the leadership, the practices, the behaviours of people.
Well, the Royal Commission said, you know, they've actually said, stop apologising, get your cultures fixed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was very clear about that. Stop apologising. We don't need apologies. What we need for you to do is to get down and put in a concerted effort and correct this once and for all.
Can they do it?
Happen again.
Cliff, can they actually do that? Is it so impossible to do?
It's not impossible, Paul. And that's I guess, the upside of this. It is possible to turn things around. Gosh, there have been many other examples of other companies, not just banks. Wells Fargo, I was just reading a report the other day of their new HR person getting in amongst it and, you know, getting down and dirty in the hustings and telling people, okay, we broke your trust, we got this wrong, but hey, we can get this right. Just come with us for the journey. There's a few things we need to do. So the very same can happen here, but it does take that leadership, it does take the commitment, it does take real conviction to, first of all, to acknowledge that there was a deep-seated problem here that's been going for some time, and that we must take stock, we must get down to what exactly happened, why did it happen, and how can we make sure it never happens again. I know those are three simple things that I've just reeled off there, but that's pretty much it. Of course, there are systems and practices and special tooling that you can use to look at what the current culture is and how we can move to a more positive one. But of course, it can be done, Paul.
Yeah. As a businessman, you're a managing director. You have to deal with banks from a personal level, from a business level. Has this made you more cautious with the heightened awareness that you have already? How are you approaching the bank still? I take it that you deal with them.
I do deal with them. I'm with one of the four banks as we speak, so I won't mention which one. But you know, by and large, my business is transacted professionally and courteously, and they haven't put to me anyway, they haven't done too much wrong. In fact, I was about to say that the local branch that I operate from, they have been very cooperative at times when I've needed their assistance. So I can't say that you know, banks don't get things right.
Sure.
They do.
Sure.
However, from a personal point of view, I'm seeing, okay, I've seen instances, not me, but other friends have told me stories that echo what's been happening in the cases that have been seen in the Law Commission. So I'm thinking, okay, if it didn't happen to me, that's one thing, but it clearly has happened.
Sure.
And I think it's now time for banks to take stock and say, let's get this right.
All right, well, let's hope they can.
And it can be done.
Yeah, well, let's hope they can. Besides the findings, I get the impression, just to leave it at this, Cliff, I get the impression with the banks that they'll just, you know, put their tail between their legs, say, oh, sorry, and even if they don't seem to have any repercussions. Have I got that wrong? Is there something happening with the banks that I don't know about that makes them think, oh, gee, we can't do this again? Is there any real big punishment happening? I mean, to me, even if they fine them trillions of dollars, I don't think that would really hurt them.
It doesn't hurt, and they have been fined, maybe not trillions, but definitely millions of dollars.
Yeah, still, that's a little bit.
It's a drop in the ocean for them. But so it's not the punitive measures that'll work. That deep conviction that comes from the value system that needs to change.
Yeah. See, that would be a point.
Get away with these practices.
That would be a point of difference for a bank to have a really good value system and to market it and to actually genuinely have it. Wouldn't that be something refreshing? Why would you not be drawn to that?
Good question. Yeah. Good question. These value systems and organizations are not necessarily internal documents. They can be on the public record. Indeed, most websites would carry them.
Sure.
So, but there's a difference, Paul, between having some words written on a piece of paper and living them.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, too right. Too right
indeed. So that's the key, and that comes from, you know, firstly the leadership offering that exemplar, and then cascading through the systems, through the practices, through the behaviors of people, and holding people accountable. And that goes both ways. If they get it right, you praise them. If they get it wrong, you hold them to account.
Cliff, where can we find more information on this and your points of view? Do you have a website that talks about this?
I've just offered some commentary from time to time through my local media channels here.
Sure.
I'm in the West, and I think that's what you guys picked up on.
Sure. All right.
Not on the website, but on LinkedIn. I've made some comments as I've been observing what's been going on.
That'd be very interesting to look at. So it's Cliff Chalon. It's Chalon, if you'd like to have a look at LinkedIn there. Managing Director of Chalon Performance Consultancy. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Cliff.
Thank you, Paul.
Good on you, fella. Great talking to you. That was very interesting. Good on you, Cliff. Thank you so much for that. It is now 10:17.